And right now, it is time to take five for your community. And this morning, I'm very pleased to be joined by a couple of guests. Vincennes YMCA CEO / head honcho, Pat Herman. Marketing Director / Nerve Center, Rebecca Richard Bell.
Hello.
Good morning to both of you folks, first of all.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for having us today.
Absolutely. Well, Pat, let me start with you. We've spoken to Rebecca a few times. I'll give her a break here for a second. How long have you been CEO of the Vincennes YMCA?
It'll be 2 years on the 24th of this month.
Is that right?
Started in 2017, yeah.
And the 2 good years, I'm hoping?
I would say absolutely 2 good years. Now, other people might give you a different accounting of that, but no, for me, it's been 2 wonderful years. I've learned a lot. And I feel that with the staff that I inherited and some of the new people like Rebecca that have come along, they've made those 2 years pretty easy on me.
So. Some of your main responsibilities as CEO would be what?
You know, basically just overseeing the operations of the organization. And again, in 2 years, that's one of the things that struck me the most. It's such a large and encompassing organization with the things that we do. Everyone knows the YMCA for its athletic and programs for kids and adults. We also have a senior center, a freestanding building for our seniors, and then associated with that we have Van Gogh, which is the public transportation component of the Y. So basically those 3 components make up the larger part of the Y, and there are directors involved in each component, and they do a fabulous job, and my job is just to offer them support where I can.
And before we came on, you said you got a nice donation here recently.
We did. And that's one of the things that the YMCA thrives on is generous donations from our community collaborators. And just last week, Bill Davis, who is the Youth and Family Director and the Membership Director, received a really nice gift from United Healthcare, and Debbie Ostendorf's the director here in, I believe her office is here in Lawrenceville, and she called us saying that they were in collaboration with the makers of Nerf. So Hasbro offered them some sport packs, or they're called activity packs for our kids at in our day camp. And so they had 42 of these. They asked if we would put them to use or could put them to use, and we said absolutely. So these things are kind of a kid's version of a Fitbit. It tracks the kids' activities, and then when you pair them with a smartphone, there's an app for that. It's free, and it'll tell the kids how much they moved, and depending on how much they moved that day, it'll open activities on the phone. So it's kind of a neat thing that appeals to the kids.
It's kind of great when things like that can come about isn't it?
Absolutely, and that one really came right out of the blue, and so we're so grateful to Debbie and the folks at United Healthcare and Hasbro for providing this opportunity, because these are the things that make our jobs a lot easier.
Okay, Rebecca, Pat mentioned a lot of the programs going on. Let's talk about some of these. You've got the kids triathlon coming up.
Yes, that is one of our big focuses coming up, the kids triathlon, and we really need a lot of volunteers to come out and help. We're starting to put the final touches on everything, but it's going to be a real fun event. 3 different age groups. The family group is usually the most fun to watch because the parents get to participate with the kids from, ages 3 to 8. That's always the fun one because they get to swim alongside them, walk with them, run right with them, participate. But on July the 13th, the previous Saturday, we'll be having an orientation at Gregg Park at 9 a.m. to get the families and all the kids familiarized with what they're going to be doing and like where, because they may be nervous where they're coming out of the pool and where they're running and where they're biking. So we're going to have that staged, and we've had lots of many generous sponsors donate money to this event. And we're still asking if you want to be a sponsor, it's not too late to send in and help us out. Any kind of door prizes would be appreciated for sure.
Okay. So the orientation's on the 13th,
July the 13th at 9 a.m.
And then the triathlon on the 20th.
Yes, on Saturday the 20th.
Okay, very good. And then let's see, what else? Oh, you got a blood drive coming up.
Yes, we do. That is on the 25th. I think it's a Thursday. It's going to be in gym number 2. Correct. At the Y. And it's running, I think, from 11 o'clock in the morning to about 4 p.m. I talked to the Red Cross yesterday. They said you could go online, their website, and sign up if you want to schedule a blood
Okay.
draw. But other than that, you can just walk right into the gym and they will take care of you if you're, but it's just life-saving stuff. Blood's very important.
All right. So tell me about the Summer 150 Challenge Virtual Run. What is that?
Well, virtual runs have become real popular here lately, where you just kind of add your miles, and a lot of people, all they want is like the t-shirt and the medal and stuff like that. But the YMCA, we want to get people fit. We want to keep them motivated and keep them moving. So I figured, hey, let's start our own virtual run in the background while we've got all our other events going on. So it's 150 miles. But the fun thing about it is that every activity that we have at the Y for you to do, our fitness classes, our walking track upstairs, our treadmills, aquasize classes, everything can count towards your miles for the 150. And we've set it up to where it's real easy to submit your miles every day or every week, however you like it. And you just keep gathering up those miles until you hit 150. The registration's open right now, and it's a 12-week challenge.
Wow.
So it's kind of an average of 12 and a half miles a day. And I will say that I've already got some pretty hardcore people that have already logged like 15 miles in this week. So it's pretty crazy. They make me feel bad about my exercise regime.
And I want to say, what a great idea. And I give Rebecca credit for this. And Tiffany, they put their heads together and came up with this idea. And again, it's just we're constantly looking for new ways to get people motivated to come to the Y, use the Y. This is an instance where they don't necessarily have to. You know, they can log these miles on their own. Of course. And then one of the neat things I feel, because I'm learning to be a swimmer, but unless the rules have changed, I think if you swim a mile, it counts for two.
Yes.
So there you go to all our swimmers out there. You know, there's just a few little rules along the way.
Yeah.
You can find these things out, I'm sure, on the registration form. But it's just kind of a neat way, you know, for individuals and groups to commit themselves to a little exercise program this summer.
Yep, it gives you accountability. Makes you feel like, ooh, I need to get those miles in.
Very, very good program. Of course, you've got all the classes there at the YMCA. And again, it's scheduled for people with different schedules, you know, different work schedules and the like. So you've got something for everyone at different times for everyone.
Yep. If you feel like taking a walk, you go take a walk and you log your miles.
We really try. Yeah, absolutely. And Rebecca's doing a great job of scheduling. Amanda Smith is our wellness coordinator. Just introduced me to a young lady who's interested in teaching some group exercise classes, some new ones. So that's one of the challenges for us, is to schedule things when people can be there. And we are doing our utmost to accommodate people. And of course, a lot of times we have people suggest that, hey, not enough things in the evening or not enough things in the early morning. And we do appreciate those suggestions. And we're trying our hardest to offer things, different things, but at different times, you know, to reach as many people as we can.
Sure. You know? So. All right, and folks listening right now, they want to get more information on these events and all that's going on at the YMCA. You've got your website, of course, which is
www.vincensymca.org.
Okay, and I know you're on Facebook as well.
Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay, and if they just want to give you a call, they call you what number?
812-895-9622.
And it took me a long time to figure that out. That's 895-YMCA. So you think the CEO would figure that out early, but it's taken me about 2 years.
Well, you've got a lot on your plate, and then, you know, things just keep coming. That's why you got people like Rebecca here to, you know,
absolutely
clue you in. All right. Vincent's YMCA CEO, Pat Herman, Marketing Director Rebecca Richardville. Folks, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.